This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
These players will not practice. Said Max, Alec, Khalil. Khalil's high ankle. He'll be week to week. Cole Bishop, Curtis Samuel, Dorian Williams, Caden Prather, Shaq Thompson, hamstring, Taylor Rapp, knee, Tyler Bass still dealing with the pelvis area, TB, Spencer Brown. Those two will be limited. They'll be individual only. Josh Palmer dealing with a groin, and then Reggie Gilliam the same. Great to be back. It was a great night in Buffalo. Great to see our fans down there and be back in the environment of our stadium. I thought we got a lot out of it, learned a little bit about, or a lot about where we're at and the work that we need to get done this week. So important week for us as we move forward into the first preseason game.
How concerning, Sean, is, well, I mean, all of them, but Khalil's seems a bit more serious than the high ankle.
You're right. He's dealt with one before. He's extremely tough, big part of our offense. So it's going to take some time. High ankles normally do. It's an opportunity for, again, somebody else to show us what they've got, and we'll see how that goes.
What's your level of concern when it comes to, I mean, you were kind of banged, you had guys on PUP and all these lists to start camp, and the injury list is grown.
You try, and it's not good when you start with four guys not practicing. I think that's... You don't want that going into camp. Usually one, maybe none. Occasionally one. So what we've tried to do is pull back on some things and in the hopes of getting some numbers back. That hasn't helped, so we're moving forward. It's time for us to go, and we got to get some work done and move this team forward. So the reps that we had cut last week, we're still only working with two groups. Last week we were down to a group and a half. It's not conducive, so we gotta do what we need to do to move our team forward and get them ready to perform.
What have you seen out of some of the receivers that have been taking on some of the Tyler Shaver, Christian Wilkerson, I know Shaver's gonna back
away. What have I seen from those two specifically?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, those two, I think, have done a really good job. Shaves has been with us, so we certainly know him a little bit more. I've had a broader sample with him. Wilkerson's, I think, done a nice job. He's played offense and played special teams as well and has a history of doing that and doing it well. So been pleased with both of those guys.
I know it's early. You have only had a couple of pass practices, but has Jackson Hawes at least given you the indication that he's the badass that you saw as a blocker in college?
Yeah, he's done a real good job. He really has. In the absence of both Dawson and at times Dalton, he hasn't blinked in terms of it being too big for him. He's gone out and not only blocked well, but he's performed well overall, so he's off to a good start.
Jackson,
Sean, how have you seen a guy like Reggie Gilliam develop his approach to practice since his time here in Buffalo?
Well, I mean, let's not forget, I think Reggie was, one of those bubble players in his early years with us, and he's carved out a role, and he's carved out a role and a leadership role at that with our special teams units as well. So he's a valuable piece for us, and it's kind of like the hardest thing I think for Reggie or anyone in his position and offensively in his role there is we use him sometimes, we don't use him other times, and that's not a knock on Reggie. It's just how the game plan, you know, ebbs and flows week to week. And but Reggie's ready, and that's an important trait to have when when you're called on. He's been ready.
This is the first opportunity we've had to talk to you since Max Harrison went down. What is the fear as to the start of the season, and is there a loose timeline that when he might be back going? He's on crutches.
It's going to take some time. He's week to week. This is probably going to take, I couldn't even tell you, you know, it's similar to probably to what Cole went through last year. Not the same injury, but maybe the similar window of time. And, you know, here's a young player that is not only missing just the moving around, but also the mental part of the experience you get with through the reps. And so there's no way to avoid it. He's going to be behind when he comes back.
Sean, has the first set of padded practices had the physicality that you wanted?
Yes and no. I would say in some ways yes, in other ways no. I do think that's another element that we have to continue to establish while we're here, for sure. And then it's got to continue when we get back down to Buffalo. We'll get a chance, you know, obviously with the first preseason game this week, to get another just barometer as to where we're at as a team and where that is.
Hey, Sean, one of those under the radar guys that we saw a little bit last year was Jalen Virgil, and with all these injuries, he's obviously gotten some chances, and he was active for a couple of games last year. What have you seen from him, liked from him? Why is he still out there, you know, kind of showing up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was impressed with the way he handled his role last year, especially for not really being with us, the whole season. And he embraced it, took a lot of pride in it, took ownership of it. So now it's, hey, full playbook, full role in terms of the dual role of offensively and special teams. You know, when you're not in the top one or two, then you're, you know, called on to play special teams as well. So balancing that is always interesting to see how that unfolds and how a player can handle that. So, I like Jalen, I really do. He loves football. He brings a lot of energy to our football team.
You've seen Keon make a lot of plays over the first week. From your perspective, you see so much more in the meeting rooms and everything else. What stood out to you about his camp so far?
Yeah, growth. Growth for sure. The day, I think it was the fringe, maybe we're working the fringe 35 and in or what have you, and he really showed up. And since then, he's been performing, I think, rather consistently every day. Had a few drops the other night that I know he wants back, and those are some of the things that, you know, he knows he's got to get him out of his game. And there's going to be drops. There are for everyone, right? Nobody's perfect. But what I've been mostly impressed with is his consistency on the contested balls. And then he went in there in the red zone the other day. We're working the low red zone, and he laid a heck of a block on somebody in there, and I thought that was very impressive as well.
Hey, Sean, without having Cedric and Granger throughout the entirety of camp so far, and then Anderson suffering injury, where do things sit with backups and
A little bit in flux. Kendrick's been in there. Jacob's been in there. So, and they've done a good job. They really have. So it's, you know, a little bit of a fluid situation right now with that position, you know, beyond Connor for sure.
Are you anticipating Cedric coming back anytime soon?
Right now, potentially Tampa, maybe not, maybe after Tampa. So it's we still got a window of time to get through there.
Sean, it sure looks like Matt Milano is really kind of going uphill. What have you seen from him this far in the camp?
Yeah, I mean, we rested him the other day, just trying to be smart with him. And He looks like he is, to your point, Josh, in a really good spot. He's playing fast. He looks comfortable out there. I think the biggest thing for him, and I don't want to speak for him, but it is important that he gets next to TB as much as possible, right? And that's some of the things that, as someone was asking about the injuries, that you lose when you're not, you know, working alongside of someone, getting reps, talking about a play after the play unfolds and saying, hey, how did you see that? Oh, yeah, this is what I was thinking. Oh, I thought you were thinking that, you know, too. So it's that's valuable for us and for Matt in this case.
Josh didn't take any 11 out of 11 Friday night. Was that just to lay off him a little bit, give Mike and Mitch some work?
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, we've got four quarterbacks in camp, a little bit unique in that regard, and just trying to take a look at these quarterbacks, you know, Mitch, Mike, and Shane, and give them the respect that they so have earned, and you know, what they look like, how they perform, how they lead our football team under those conditions, and you know, we'll see how it goes into the preseason as well.
What did you think about Mike? I know we've seen Mitch before, but specifically Mike, where he's come along after signing, you know, middle last year, I guess.
Yeah, you know, he's been a great addition. Been great to get to know him and his family a little bit as well. True class all the way. And you know, when you're playing or performing or coaching against the guy, you don't always feel that way about him, about the opponent. But since meeting him, I've just been so impressed with him and how he's handled himself, how he's handled this situation last year in particular. And he has ability, and you know, it'll be great to see him play even more this preseason.
Do you anticipate Josh taking any snaps?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm still working through that. We'll see where that goes.
With Boyd, Nogan, Joby, we asked you about the practice plan, but the preseason games. How do you plan on, you know, how much usage and balancing that with some of the younger guys you want to get reps?
Yeah, no, it's definitely on our radar. It's a conversation that's already been had to a certain extent. We're not ready to change anything right now as we move forward because of the timeline. We will make some adjustments, just not ready to do that quite yet.
Sean, today is Warren Feeney's 100th birthday. Yeah. Just any thoughts for him today and your relationship with him?
Man, just, he means the world to me. He means the world to a lot of people. What he's done, what he's accomplished in Buffalo, he's a true man, and I have a ton of respect for him and admiration for him as a coach, certainly, but also him as a person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.